Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, everyone. So in the last episode, I covered a higher level overview of parenting based on two things: a child's stage of development, as well as using Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So I'm going to quickly give a brief recap because it has been a couple weeks, and then I'm going to go deeper with examples on topics that you may be dealing with now or you may come up against in the future. So as I mentioned in the previous episode, several weeks ago, I did a talk for a group of parents who were struggling through some pretty big issues, and they wanted to know how to talk to their kids about them, if they should talk to them, and if so, what do they say? So I wanted to share this information with you that I shared with the group. So a quick recap of the developmental stages. If you'd like to know more about these and you'd like to go deeper and you missed the previous episode, you'll probably want to go back and check that out. So quickly, infancy 0 to 18 months is a time when bonding is the main focus for baby and caregiver. Baby is learning, can I trust you to meet my needs? Toddlers 18 months to 3 years are focusing on their budding autonomy. What toddlers want to know is, can I do things myself or am I reliant on others to help me? Toddler-proofing is super important so that you can allow your toddler to explore without them constantly hearing, no, don't touch that, get down from there, put that down, that's not for you. It can start to work against that innate need to explore and their autonomy and can affect their self-esteem. Preschoolers 3 to 5 in a supportive environment are developing a strong sense of initiative. Kids who develop initiative are eager to try new activities and experiences without excessive fear of failure. This is the age where we really want to encourage their efforts. It's about effort, not mastery. It's about improvement. It's about courage to try. Try climbing that wall at the park. Try going down the big slide. Try to hop, skip, jump, throw the ball, build the tower, ride the balance bike. Falling and imperfection are part of trying. So it's about getting back up and trying again until you get it. Ages 6 to 11, kids are developing a strong sense of industry. What kids want to know is, am I useful and do I add value? This is a big time for developing self-worth and self-esteem. This is where they are beginning to understand who they are and where they excel and where they struggle. Tweens and teens, ages 12 to 18, our kids are developing their unique identity outside of their family. Kids are trying to figure out, who am I? What are my goals, my values, my beliefs that both coincide with and differ from those of my family of origin? So now a quick overview of the five tiers of Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how we can use this to guide our parenting day to day, but also when we have those bigger conversations with our kids. So the first tier is basic physiological needs, things like food, water, shelter, clothing, and sleep. Obviously, parenting from this space means meeting our baby and children's basic needs. The next tier is safety and security. This is the need for predictability and control in our lives. So for kids, when they have homes and schools and neighborhoods where there is predictability and adult behavior, this feels safe. The third tier is the need for love and belonging, things like connectedness, acceptance, and receiving and giving love and affection. The fourth tier is the need for self-worth or esteem, things like confidence, achievement, accomplishment, a need to be unique and develop unique talents and gifts. This all falls under this fourth tier. The fifth tier is the need to pursue self-actualization. These are things like purpose, meaning, passion, and potential. So keep in mind, very few people reach the full self-actualization, and parenting from this level is a high bar to set. But it's great to know about it and to shoot for it if that's something that is in your values. What this means, parenting from this place, is where you support your kids in developing all the skills and the tools that will help them to pursue their purpose, their passion, and meaning in their lives, to reach towards their full potential, as well as the opportunities to do that. Okay, so now we've had that quick refresher. I'm going to dig into how we might parent, keeping these things in mind, when working through parenting challenges, such as when you're dealing with lying, when you're teaching about apologies, death or serious illness, adult relationship issues, or maybe financial issues or other kind of big adult challenges that kids may not really fully understand. How do you talk to your kids about this? What do you share or not share? How do you help them feel safe and secure? How do you help keep developing their self-esteem? How do you keep that intact and at the forefront? How do you help them keep a sense of love and belonging through strife in the family or any kind of struggles? Lastly, I'm going to share examples of parenting from that top tier, supporting kids in the pursuit of purpose, passion, and meaning. So here's one I just thought was a really good one, because I know all parents deal with this, and I get a lot of questions about that, and this is dealing with lying. So I'm going to go back through development. When you understand the development of honesty, then you aren't going to overestimate your child and expecting their behavior that is above and beyond their current developmental level. So for young kids, fantasy and reality can be blurred. As a few examples, TV shows can seem real. News can seem very real. And young kids don't understand that some things like natural disasters or war are happening far away. They think it's happening right outside their door. So that's why when I say news seems real, it is real, but they don't understand where that's happening. The other thing about that is repeated footage. So whenever there's some kind of natural disaster or something happening, the footage is often repeated. So kids see this over and over. They will interpret it as something that's happening over and over. They don't understand that this is footage that they just keep replaying. Also, things like dreams or things that they think about might seem real. So we want to talk about these things openly, the difference between dreams and reality, TVs, movies, and reality. or their thoughts in reality. It still takes time to develop this discernment because kids have very active imaginations. I also talk about, especially the news and the TV, I talk about that in my Kids and Media. I have two classes, one for 0 to 10 and one for 11 plus. And I talk about how to manage those types of things with kids. If that's something you're interested in, that is in the higher tiered membership, the Thriving Families membership on the website at yourvillageonline.com. So another example I have is I remember trying to explain to my four-year-old, well, he was four at the time, that Scully and Mike Wazowski were not real, that they were just characters in a movie. But not 2 weeks later, we went to California Adventure. We walked around a corner and who should we see but Mike Wazowski? And Carter exclaimed, "You told me he wasn't real, but he is real. I saw him with my own eyes right in front of me." He was right about that. And of course, I didn't want to ruin the fantasy for him, so I really couldn't tell him. We actually just had a laugh about this the other day. I mentioned this to him the other day, how I didn't want to ruin that fantasy for him, so I didn't want to explain to him why I told him one thing that actually made me look like a liar to my own children or my own child. So, you know, many times kids don't understand the concept of lying or what we mean by the truth because storytelling is really big around 2 to 5.5. It's part of the development of their imagination and the use of creativity. Kids these age have huge imaginations, which is amazing. And it's a great skill to have. It's a great skill to develop. And it would be a great skill for kids to keep and continue to cultivate throughout their childhood and into adulthood. We need creativity. But what you can do is help them differentiate by recognizing that it's storytelling rather than lying. What an amazing story. Would you like to draw a picture to go with your story? So when asking a direct question, let them know this is not story time. I need you to tell me the truth. But remember, four and under can have a difficult time parsing out fantasy and reality. So it's also important to define honesty for your kids. Defining honesty for young children, so under four, it has to be very concrete. This means telling them that the truth means what actually happened, what really happened. So by ages 4 to 5, you can start to talk about how honesty is important in relationships so that we can trust each other, that honesty builds trust. And dishonesty will break down trust. You can tell your kids things like, "My job is to help you be safe, and it helps me to do that if you tell me the truth." So I used to have conversations with my kids as they got older a lot about honesty and building respect and building trust. And 6 and beyond, you can really have some great conversations about trust, but also how that affects responsibility. I would talk about how building trust would allow for them to take on more independence and responsibility. Because when they built trust with me, when I trusted them to make good choices, and telling the truth is one way to earn trust, and making good choices, right? That's a good choice to make, telling the truth, along with other choices they make. Then I can trust them with more responsibility. I can trust them to go out on their own because I know if something happens, they will come and tell me the truth. That will allow them to have more independence. And kids really want that independence. And so they will start to learn about this and start to embody that. Okay, I'm going to talk more about honesty and lying and how to deal with that, as well as apologies, when we get back after a word from our sponsors. Hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. The internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. I saw my hairdresser about 2 weeks ago, and she was shocked at how much my hair had grown, and she noticed how much thicker my hair is around the crown of my head. I cannot wait to see my results in another couple months and share them with you. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code PBD. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L. Nutrafol.com. Use promo code PBD. Nutrafol.com, promo code PBD. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels, low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's getpuroair.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. Now that we're back, we're going to go some more into honesty and lying. When a child lies, parents will often ask a series of questions to get the child to confess. But what happens is the child is now basically forced to lie to cover up the lie. If you catch a child in a lie, don't ask any more questions. You want to stop and you want to say something like, "This is what you said and this is what I know. Please try again." You want to give your child the opportunity to tell the truth. They have dirt on their hands. Your potted plant is knocked over. You know they did it. So just say, "I can see you were playing in my plant and knocked it over." So children will lie for several reasons, but the biggest one is to save face or to keep from getting into trouble. We've all done it. We know that feeling and it sucks. When we've been backed into a corner, but we don't want to confess, we don't want to get in trouble, we don't want to disappoint someone. It's hard to confess. Fear of disappointing someone or the punishment that might follow are the biggest reasons that kids will lie, or adults too. So making confessing feel safe is the best way to help your child learn to tell the truth when they've messed up. My daughter is amazing at this. She'll confess immediately when she's the one who's done something. So if I just say, "Who did this?" she will immediately confess if it's her. So if she doesn't confess, I pretty much know it wasn't her. So anything from like passing gas to forgetting to put things away to making a big mess and leaving it out, she will say, "I'm sorry, I'll come clean that up right now." There's many other reasons why kids will lie. Getting to the reason and parenting from that place is how we help kids learn about lying and honesty. When we handle it this way, we parent from this fourth tier of supporting their self-esteem rather than shaming or belittling them over lying. So here are some other reasons why kids might lie and how to shift your parenting to parent from that place that fulfills your children's higher needs of feeling love and belonging, of building self-esteem, and even towards their self-actualization. So as I mentioned, sometimes kids lie to escape discipline. If this is a pattern in your house, you want to check your discipline strategy to see if it's too harsh or too authoritarian and learn to use some positive discipline. Using positive discipline will give your child a lot less reason to act defensively. So my classes Intro to Discipline, along with the discipline classes for each age, toddlers, preschoolers, kids 5 to 10, and tweens and teens 11 plus. They give lots of information on how to do just this for each of those ages. All of those are available in the $7 Successful Parenting membership at yourvillageonline.com. It includes 10 classes in that membership. Children will also lie to gain independence. So check if your child is being treated appropriately for his or her age. So here are some guidelines. 2 to 3, you want to let children do for themselves anything they want to try that's not dangerous. So for example, when my daughter was 2, she wanted to put her own jelly on her toast. Sure, knock yourself out. What's the worst that could happen? A butter knife full of jelly falls on the floor or gets on the counter. She feels good for trying. She gets to practice her motor skills. She will get better and become more independent over time. And I might have to clean up a little bit of jelly. But I probably save myself a lot of meltdowns and pushback for more control later in the day. By 5 to 6, more control over their routine, extracurricular activities, clothes they wear, and daily decisions. By 8 to 9, kids are looking for more physical freedom. They want to sit with their friends at the movies away from their parents. Some things kids might be able to do is to go up the block to visit a friend. When our kids were pretty little, actually about 6, my neighbors and I would let our 6-year-olds do this. We all lived in a cul-de-sac, a very safe neighborhood, so we let them just walk around the corner. And then we would just text each other when our kids arrived. And then when they would leave to head back for home. So figure out ways you can allow for some independence for kids, but that you still feel comfortable with his or her safety. For adolescents, privacy is very important. If you don't give these freedoms, children are likely going to lie as a form of getting this need met. They're trying to differentiate from their parents. They really need opportunities to do this. And if we don't give it to them, they're going to make up stories and they're going to lie so that they can do that. And you may feel like you then can't trust them. But unfortunately, it's kind of this circle. So you need to figure out how you're going to allow them that freedom and that privacy that they need and they deserve and they're trying to develop. And then they will be much more trustworthy. But they will do things to get their needs met if we are over-parenting them. I always knock on my kids' doors before I walk into their rooms. It's just courtesy. They don't have locks on their bedroom doors, so if they're changing or chatting with a friend, they should get to invite me into their space, not have it invaded anytime I feel like I'm just entitled to it because it's my house and I pay the mortgage. It builds and shows how we treat each other with respect. I respect them. I respect their space, and they're excellent kids. I fully trust them, and they need to have that privacy. Sometimes kids will start lying from feeling pressure and stress from too many demands, too many activities. Kids might say things like, I don't like swimming. I have a headache. I have a stomach ache. If you know your child loves swimming or loves an activity but has excuses for not going, you want to address the stress level of the demands instead of the lying. And I also have a class in the higher tiered membership on over-scheduling. It's actually in the class called overindulgence. And one of the ways kids are overindulged is by overscheduling. Too many demands, too many activities. Sometimes kids lie from boredom or perceived lack of attention. So this was a while ago, but if you remember the story of the balloon boy in the media, it's been a while and I don't remember it very well, but it was a boy who went up in a kind of a small homemade hot air balloon, I think hooked to a chair. And this lie got national attention. It worked. It got the attention that they were looking for. Unfortunately, in this case, this was the parents setting up the lie. But kids will do this also. They will lie or embellish to gain attention. If this is becoming a big problem, if you see your children are lying for attention seeking, you want to seek professional counseling for the child and the family to help with issues around potential self-esteem issues or feelings of feeling needed and loved. Are they getting enough feeling needed and loved? So that you're parenting from those tiers, right? If this is missing, parenting from those tiers of building self-esteem, of making sure they feel needed and loved, lying can be the result. The pattern could get worse over time and turn into other more serious attention-seeking behaviors or bigger lies that bring on bigger attention. So what if your child is engaging in repetitive lying and or does not seem to be bothered by lying? These are usually indicative of covering up a bigger issue. They're failing in school, they're hanging out with friends you don't approve of, or to cover an addiction issue. So in cases where the issues are bigger than you feel equipped to handle, those are also best aided by therapy and counseling for both the child and for the family as a whole. Okay, apologies. This is another issue parents often get into, and I get questions about this too, about how do I help my child learn to give an apology? Because sometimes kids really struggle to give that apology and parents aren't sure how to teach or without pushing. As with lying, there is a developmental process that takes place over the first 9 to 10 years of their life that builds emotion skills and empathy that will support their ability to understand other people's feelings and therefore be able to make a proper apology. When it comes to teaching apologies, just like lying, it's one of those areas that can trigger us, right? If we feel like we don't understand what's really going on underneath, we feel like our child lacks empathy, we feel like our child is lacking the emotion skills that we expect them to have, we feel like we expect our child to be honest with us, and when they're not, we feel like we did something wrong. We feel like this could be a really big problem, but that's rarely the case. There are things going on underneath that they're uncomfortable with, feelings they're uncomfortable with. There's a pattern that's happening that needs to be addressed underneath. If we go in too harsh and we're forcing and demanding apologies, this is going to work against the very goal that we're trying, building empathy. And it will likely work against the goal of your child's feeling loved and belonging in the family and against their self-esteem. So you never want to force apologies. With apologies, you want kids to feel bad when they hurt someone. We say we're sorry because we feel bad. But forcing apology doesn't force the feeling. It doesn't force the empathy. You can't force that. You can't manufacture that. And what happens is it builds resentment, right? When you force someone to apologize who isn't feeling bad, it builds resentment. And research shows that children who are forced to apologize are actually less empathetic the next time because they're feeling unheard. They're feeling embarrassed about their behavior. They're feeling ashamed about their behavior. And this will override any feelings of empathy. If your child is angry, it will get in the way of an apology. So you need to work on the feelings underneath. So you want to invite them to apologize without forcing. It looks like Charlie's pretty upset that you grabbed the car from her while she was playing with it. It would be nice if you would give it back and apologize. If your child says no, don't be surprised. This is very normal. This is a process. So you can then work from where you are, meaning your child's agreement to the apology or the refusal. So if they agree to the apology, you're going to help them give a good apology and share what that would be. Or the refusal, you're going to work from there, where you're going to focus on their feelings. You're going to focus on teaching empathy and empathy skills, not just right in this moment, but really more in other times. That's when these skills, they're going to learn them better. And this is a process that will come with focus on teaching these skills. Again, this is a process. Empathy isn't fully developed until around 9.5 to 10. If you aren't sure how to help your child with this, or this is a struggle, you're having a lot of struggles with this, the classes You're Developing Preschooler covers social emotional development, which includes teaching empathy. Now, the You're Developing Toddler class also covers social emotional development, but the stage where you really start to teach empathy is going to be in the preschool years. But You're Developing Toddler will also give some precursors in social emotional skills, teaching that, which is part of the foundation that then you build on in the preschool years for teaching more social emotional skills, including starting to work on empathy. Helping your child with anger and aggression is another class. And of course, all the discipline classes in general will help build solid foundation for these skills, including empathy. Also the class Honesty, Respect, and Manners. So the discipline tools classes are in the $7 Successful Parenting Membership, while the development classes, Helping Your Child with Anger, and the Honesty, Respect, and Manners are in the higher level membership, Thriving Families, which includes like 55 classes, and the private group coaching with me as well. So if you want to look up any of those, they're at yourvillageonline.com. I also do one-on-one private coaching. So if this is something you're thinking about, if this is something you want to learn more about, you can go to yourvillageonline.com/coaching. If you just want to be like, I just want some guidance, help me out, tell me what to do, where to go, I need a plan, so we can just nip these things in the bud. we can do that as well. Okay, unfortunately, I didn't have time to get into these other areas of how to talk to kids about other topics like illness and death, financial challenges, adult relationship challenges, any challenges that you might have as an adult that your kids are going to pick up on. They're stressing the family, but you don't really want to divulge everything. How do you navigate these? How do you consider your child's age and stage and their hierarchy of needs when you share these types of challenges and information with them? So I'm going to make this a three-part series. I'm going to cover that next week. Also, lastly, I started a new podcast. I've been working on this one for a while. It's called Becoming with Erin Royer. It is about how we overcome our psychological blocks. What are all the blocks? How do we overcome them that we have created from years of social programming and trauma, belief systems that we've built up that hold us back from living a life of purpose and joy? It's a journey I've been on for about 7 years now, and I wanted to share everything I've learned and I'm still working on with anyone else who could benefit. So Becoming with Erin Royer is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week.